now, 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Wednesday, April 24th. Joining us in a few moments will be the real doctor of Salt Lake, as opposed to the Real Housewives of Atlanta, Dr. Jack Stockwell. Will be here as your doctor on Facebook. How many people visit with their doctor on Facebook? Raise your hands, please.
I do.
Do you?
Dr. Jack, Dr. Ken.
Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken.
But they're our friends.
Right.
Right.
But they're my doctors, too.
They are.
True.
Uh-huh.
Part of the group of doctors that I see.
Yes, Rich, you're such an important character.
Your medical team.
Right.
Turn your head and golf.
Rich's medical team. Let's see, a couple of other things that are going on here. Roberta wouldn't care about this. Jennifer.
Yes.
Portia Stewart from the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Okay.
Found out her husband, who was in the next room in their home at the time, posted on Twitter he was filing for divorce.
That's
awesome.
Terrible.
That's awesome.
Is it terrible or is it good? The essence
of
that.
It's pretty bad to me.
Yeah. She's on Watch What Happens. What is this fascination? Is there a major city that doesn't have Real Housewives of? I don't think we have Real Housewives of Boston. We have Real Housewives of New York, though, right? New Jersey. We have Washington.
Atlanta.
Right?
Atlanta. Big one.
Los Angeles.
Right. Yeah. Orange County.
Right. Really?
The original. Yes. Orange County was the original, actually.
Yeah.
Really? And upon what was this built? Why did people think this was going to be an interesting concept?
I don't know. Just rich ladies that all look the same. They all have that long hair with the curls,
with
and
the
they all have the
parts.
Botox and
all
the
right,
big
so it's
lips.
All about rich women.
Yeah.
Is that it, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So did they come by their money honestly, or did they get it from their husbands and they
usually
divorced?
Usually, the reason they're a housewife is because they've married well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Roberta.
Roberta obviously is like, how do you do that? I need to do that.
Yeah. How do you do that? That's an interesting question. How do you do that?
God, I wish I knew.
isn't it interesting how many people think about that? I have often...
Mom always said, marry well. I mean, that was a big thing when you, especially a few years ago. Now women can, you know, go out and get their own jobs.
But think about how, on the surface and even deeper in, how superficial that is. But yet it happens. I know people who have been married, who have gotten divorced, and they were taken for a ride, both men and women. And they didn't realize it for whatever the reason. And can you imagine what that does to one's self-esteem?
Well, and I think that's true. I mean, look at people like, let's just use like celebrities, for instance. Yeah. They never know for sure if people are with them because they love them or because it's a fame thing or because they have money. I mean, that's got to be true on some level to men. Men are really pressured to be the breadwinner and to be the one that takes care of things. And, you know.
So maybe that's my problem, Richie. I'm a celebrity.
That's exactly what it is.
That could be.
You can never really know, Doug.
No.
People
never know.
But somebody loves
for
me
you
for
or
who
for
I
your
am.
Celebrity
or
and
your
money.
Fame.
Or is it my celebrity status? Right. Yes. That's. We have to check that out. All right. Meanwhile, speaking of checking things out, Dr. Jack, I really do want to talk about this with Jack in a moment, whether or not you are connected, because our poll today at DougSteffen.com is asking about whether, as far as Facebook is, you're connected to your doctor on Facebook, are you? And if you are, can you get valuable information? And is that why it would be good to use Facebook as a tool? Find out in a moment as Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us here on Good Day, 11 after the hour.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com. team's going to be moving up. They're going to be moving down. Steve Milner, quarterback at Alabama, having going.
Your team's future starts on draft night.
But the Kansas City Chiefs are picking and grab Steve Milner ahead of the other teams. Another quarterback, Matt Barkley, his stock plummeted.
Know what we know, and you'll know the draft.
Second round, running backs outside of Eddie Lacy from Alabama, nobody to speak of at that spot. Tight end Tyler Eifert from Notre Dame figures in the top.
The 2013 NFL Draft. Coverage begins Thursday at 8 Eastern on ESPN and Watch ESPN. Presented by Bud Light.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With?
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad. You only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon. It's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
13 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hopefully you are interested in Jack Stockwell. I'm interested. He's a very interesting fellow, and he has great info on the side of those who believe that there's more to medicine and then going to the surgeon. Jack is one of only 24 NUCA board certified doctors. He's a chiropractor that specializes in adjusting your neck and has terrific success. His clinic is in Salt Lake City. Dr. Jack Stockwell, if you go to jackstockwell.com, you'll find out lots about medicine that most of the mainstreamers don't want you to know. And for that reason, we start with a question that's at DougSteffen.com today, Jack. Is your doctor on Facebook? A, yes, and we're friends. B, yes, but we aren't friends. C, I don't know, I never checked. D, no, at least not that I could find. So yes, and we're friends. How many clients do you have that you actually would consider? You have thousands of clients, patients that see you in your clinic every week, month, year. I don't know how many you have. Your office is open more than most chiropractors because you're not the typical chiropractor anyway, but you have office hours including Saturday, and you could probably have office hours on Sunday if your wife would let you, I'm guessing.
Well, that's probably true. There's it doesn't stop for 1 minute, mm-hmm. And so a lot of people have access to me on my Facebook, Dr. Jack Stockwell.
All right. What do you do? Do people actually not want to come see you? They figure maybe I'll see if he'll help me without paying him, and that's why they go on Facebook?
Well, it's because a lot of people have a lot of different problems in different areas of the body or different areas of life, and they want one central area that they can go to that can give them information that can either answer their question or direct them in an area that would give them better care. And that's kind of what we've become. It's kind of like a clearinghouse for a lot of people because we have, you know, with all the work that Mary and the other girls do with nutrition and the work that I do with just basic structure and physiology, mm-hmm. We cover a lot of bases. And if it's something that I consider to be really critical, I'll send them directly to the emergency room. Otherwise, we'll have a chat there on Facebook and try to take care of the problem as best we can.
So it's not all about making money.
Oh, no. There's no charge. Wow. There's no charge for consultation on Facebook.
Hey,
now,
listen.
Obviously, I'm in business to make money, but I'm not making
and
anything
as a doctor,
off of Facebook.
If you are connected with your customer, with your patient, in a close way like Facebook, they are going to be loyal to you, and obviously, you're going to make more money from that. But here's the problem, Jack, is and the need for this is that there's so much bad medical information on the
bad
internet.
Advice is bad.
Oh, it's just an unlearned person who basically anybody who's not a doctor has a symptom, searches the internet, and you get 15 results that have nothing to do with
If you go on WebMD, take it from me when I was going through...
I stopped going to WebMD.
Yeah, this allergy thing that I've been going through for the last couple of months. You think you have the world's worst disease when you go on WebMD, and it can
it's
be
horrible.
Really scary.
That's
wheels, wiles, isn't that wild? Who is that? Did run the
Andrew Weil?
No, that's not. No, WebMD is no.
Right, what's his? He's got.
Well,
there's his own website, I guess. Then doesn't he?
He does. Yeah. But there's a great testimonial on my website that just showed up yesterday of somebody that had been having some problems for a long time: severe anxiety, severe depression, terrible weight imbalance problems. Actually, too thin. And the idea that we've created there is for people to come in and share the experiences that they've had from real life patients. In areas that you may not necessarily think you'd be going to a chiropractor to see. But her anxiety's gone, the depression is gone, the weight balance is returning, and another happy person. And so they send these things in. I don't put that up there. They send these things in.
So, Jack, if a person is looking for information about their health and they go to the computer, what would you suggest? Because many people do end up with this bad information. What would you suggest? I mean, is this something that you're a proponent of? Is the doctors actually reaching out and giving their patients good information so that they don't end up in a bad place?
Well, to get good information, you're going to have personal contact with your doctor. And then it all depends on what kind of training and information your doctor has. Because, you can go on chat rooms for people with MS or people with Parkinson's or, people with myasthenia gravis or heart problems. And I've seen some of the craziest, nuttiest things, notions on there. And then often there'll be a click here for more information. And it's some multi-level marketing company that they want you to become a part of because they have the cure for everything. And a lot of people, get trapped into these kinds of things. Again, it comes down to common sense. You look at something here, is this too good to be true? Does this make any sense? Are we talking about reestablishing health in the sense of reestablishing normal biochemistry inside the body, normal biofunction of the organs of the body? Or are we looking for the fast, easy road, the magic pill kind of thing out there? That's the stuff you got to be careful of. Because the body can rebuild, but it isn't going to jump back into full operation overnight just because of, the strength of your wish and the power of this new pill that showed up on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think this is an important lesson for us to learn. It is like everything else, be careful of what you are exposed to, and if you can get a hold of somebody like Jack or Dr. Ken, the two doctors that are associated with this program, and ask them for a clarification. Jack takes phone calls on his radio program that he does, and Dr. Ken takes on the program that he does with me here, and the questions are often about clarifying things that people have learned either from their doctor or online that don't make any sense or make them uncomfortable. And that's really kind of what it's all about. You got to have respect, and I think that's why it works. If you go like WebMD is so faceless and so nameless, and just
well, you got to look at who's supporting WebMD.
Oh, well, that's a big pharmaceuticals, right?
Yeah, it's a big pharmaceutical company. They're not going to direct you away from drugs.
Scary website.
But he's right.
Dying in 10 minutes after he cruised around on that website.
Check out jackstockwell.com. Dr. Jack here on Good Day.
Teams are going to be moving up. They're going to be moving down. T. Milner, quarterback out of Alabama, having going.
Your team's future starts on draft night.
But the Kansas City Chiefs are picking and grab D. Milner ahead of the other teams. Another quarterback, Matt Barkley, his stock plummeted.
Know what we know, and you'll know the draft.
Second round, running backs outside of Eddie Lacy from Alabama. Nobody to speak of at that spot. Tight end Tyler Eifert from Notre Dame figures in the top.
The 2013 NFL Draft. Coverage begins Thursday at 8 Eastern on ESPN and Watch ESPN. Presented by Bud Light.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste, okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 427. Installation required. See store for details. Members are voids on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This week, with the baseball season now in full swing, all the attention given to Neil Diamond at the Red Sox game, Fenway Park, the other night, for obvious reasons, we started looking around at the songs that are being played during the seventh inning stretch, or traditionally at the end of the sixth inning in some stadiums, and at the beginning of the eighth inning. So we played Thank God I'm a Country Boy, which is connected to the Orioles, and then the Tampa Bay Devil Rays enjoy the Jimmy Buffett song, Fins. So, we move to the Cincinnati Reds' favorite song, other than Take Me Out to the Ball Game, Twist and Shout the Beatles. Moving to Milwaukee, the Brewers love the Beer Barrel Polka.
Roll out the barrel.
Now, this is important because Milwaukee, remember, the beer that made Milwaukee famous.
That's right.
Milwaukee is a beer-making city, a lot of heritage beer makers there. So that's
they have everything good there. Cheese and...
Milwaukee?
Yeah, well, Wisconsin. Cheese and beer. What else
beer
do you need
cheese.
In life?
They're
two of
set,
the four
right?
basic food groups.
And brats.
So let's see here. That's for Milwaukee. The Houston Astros have, what I suppose is predictable, deep in the heart of Texas. Everybody sing and swing. Listen, that sounds like the riders of the plains.
Yeah.
The stars right? at night are beaming bright. Texas.
Remember this from Pee Wee Herman?
Yeah.
Yes, I do, actually.
Deep in the heart.
Let's see.
Texas.
Keep moving here. Richie, the Texas Rangers play after they play
that's nice.
A traditional song. Cotton Eye Joe.
Well, this song gets rolling.
I don't like this.
This is great.
Is it really?
Yeah, listen,
I don't like the beginning.
Like
I don't know the song. Maybe that's my problem.
You'll know it.
Yeah. So that's for the Rangers. Moving across to the Angels of Anaheim.
I love them.
That's a great, great pop song. They call the Foundations had big, big hit with this. And that's their version. They play it after they take me out to the ball game there.
There's no doubt that this song gets the stadium rocking.
Yeah,
right, build me
great.
A buttercup?
Yeah, sure.
At the Mariners games, the Kingsmen.
this next song we're going to get stuck on for a few seconds.
Colorado Rockies. And a song that has done extraordinarily well in various circumstances.
I knew it.
If you be my girl.
Game with me, Doug.
Yeah,
this is what you get to sing with me in the seventh inning at the Nationals games.
It's a great song too.
Really, I don't think this one is as iconic as some of the others.
No, it's not as iconic. But when you hear 45,000 people singing this and then get up to the silence, it's real funny.
Yeah,
it gets people rocking.
All right, so while all of the major... Well, we don't get time for this. 28 FDR, thank you for that much, Richie. Anyway.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
Chicken. It's quick and easy and it's just delicious to eat. I've just been to my supermarket and I got a package of cut-up chicken. Here's what they gave me.
Almost a decade after her passing, culinary superstar Julia Child's amazing life is examined in a new biography, Deary, by author Bob Spitz.
This was so remarkable for TV in the early 1960s. Nobody was doing anything like it. Julia invented it. Julia Child and public television were a symbiotic relationship. They worked arm in arm for almost 45 years. Julia never left educational TV. She had many offers to do big network shows and said no to them. She did appear on Good Morning America for years, but only as the correspondent while she still did her shows for PBS. She was really beholden to what they did for her and it, vice versa. And all her life, she gave pieces of her book advance and royalties back to PBS so that they could, and she donated money so that they could stay afloat. And she loved it, and they loved her.
That's Bob Spitz on his biography of Julia Child entitled Deary.
And it needs a bit of seasoning at this point. We'll sprinkle on a little salt. Put on a little pepper. And a herb of some sort.
There's more online. Insight Daily Radio.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Taxes. Not let the internet be taxed. I mean, one of our movements of the day today, one of the important stories of the day here on Good Day is the proposal to have the internet services that you get taxed. Some states now are taxing it, but the feds want to tax it. So you make sure if you're an action-oriented person, you be in touch on whether... We were talking about doctors being on Facebook. Are most congressmen, senators...
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And they like to tweet pictures of their junk sometimes. Doesn't work out
very
well.
That was not what I was looking for.
That's he could be the next apparently Mayor Anthony Weiner, who was thrown out of Congress, is going to be trying to run for mayor of New York.
Yep.
We knew that. Here's the most recent news. He just reinstated his Twitter account yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, good for him.
Godspeed, sir.
Yeah, right. Let's say hi to Natalie,
tweet.
Who is one of our listeners in the Florida Keys.
Hi, Natalie.
Hey, Doug, our vacation home is in the Keys. We listen to you on AM 1300, which is one of the worst talk radio stations I've ever heard. I wonder why that is.
Well, why would she say that?
Well, because she doesn't like the content of the...
Because they carry the show. Why did she say that? That's insulting.
No, here's what they do. Here's
terrible.
What happens. And I'm just going to explain. This is not really the true story. Obviously, okay. A lot of people listen to the... But they're a local station, and they have what she calls fishomercials.
Oh.
Different than here in Washington, D.C. We have national defense contractor commercials.
Right, exactly. She says, I already know how to fish. So your program is less boring.
Oh, good. So she likes this because it's different.
Well, not so fast.
Uh-oh.
She was appalled when I told the caller. Stand by. Just a minute. I haven't finished.
I love when we screen these things first.
No, I knew what she was. I want to make a point here.
Okay, good.
Yeah, thanks, Jennifer, for underscoring that. She says, I'm appalled. You told a caller to quit smoking. You will live... longer.
That doesn't sound like you at all.
As she said, he hung up. He had no way to defend himself. How do you know he didn't have a cold, lady? I've been around a lot of people who have smoked over the years. I got it. Thanks for the question, though. Anyway, the bottom line is, she says, I've been listening to you and your self-righteous ramblings about how you don't smoke or you don't drink. And you pose yourself as a sexy guy. Really? I didn't realize that. But
she's pretty much got you nailed. Keep
going.
She
says,
Xander D.
overgrown eyebrows. Anyway.
She said you have overgrown eyebrows?
That's what she says.
You can tell that from your picture?
Apparently. I don't know. She's got looking at the new pictures. Oh, anyway, she's just, I think these things are good every once in a while to straighten everybody up. I think you are a big, arrogant phony, and I wonder who you think you are to judge and demean people. The reason she's upset with me...
Wow. Because she smoked.
She says, I'm a redneck. I am a gorgeous blonde. I'm successful, 36, 26, 36, college-educated, married to a wonderful man. That's we awesome. Smoke a lot, we drink a lot, and we make over $250,000 a year.
Good for you, lady.
All right. She says, your other hosts are more real than you are. There you go. Okay.
Well, there's no doubt about
it. I don't make over $200,000 a year. I don't smoke a lot, but I do drink, lady.
Yeah.
Lady friend.
I'll join you in that club.
And I'm 36, 26, 36.
Really?
Only if dreams. She's 5'3". Sorry. That's a little thermic a lot for you.
All right. I hope this doesn't sound particularly arrogant, but here we go with a review of the Boston bombing coverage. Now that it's been a week since all this stuff, the dust has settled on the Boston Marathon bombings. I thought you'd like to, as a Bostonian, hear a little more. I don't know whether I think this is just focused on the Boston TV stations, social media, all of that stuff. We all know it started with the CNN thing over John King. Apparently,
he came out and apologized yesterday.
Titled to his own facts. It took him a week to do it, and only because he was pushed into it. He was wrong.
I don't want to stop you right there, but I do have to stop you. Because
you don't want to, but you have to?
I have to, because really? I have to. While you're talking about John King, you have to. I've got to send this picture to you, Ken. We'll have to put it up on the website. But there's been stuff going around on the internet where a CNN reporter said that the streets of Boston were so empty it was like a bomb went off.
No.
Brilliant. No.
Is that incredible?
No.
Oh, yeah. And so Colbert and Bill Maher, all the news Saturday, you know, they all picked up on it. Yeah. I'll send it to you. It's just unbelievable. It's so empty, it's like a bomb went off. Oh, yeah. Thanks, lady. Okay, back to you in the studio, Dougie.
Well, thanks, Jennifer.
She'll be taking the place of that first day reporter.
Yeah, right. He dropped the F-bomb.
Accidentally dropped the F-bomb on his first day.
May I continue, Richie?
Please. Back to you in the studio, Dougie. Yes.
Twitter got it wrong, too, because under the weight of the story, social media proved that the great unwashed are not trained news reporters.
Oh, yes.
Not that it mattered, since the trained news reporters at CNN are under pressure to turn the ship around under the genius of Jeff Zucker. Ted Turner would be somebody I would be calling if it were me. I was trying to get it right. He's the guy who's had it right pretty much all along. He was genius when he put this together. The best coverage of Boston was most of the local radio here. And they were able to get people. The way television does all of this stuff is so artificial. They feel like they have to say something when there's nothing to be said. It was, folks, and the radio people here, and I know it sounds prejudiced because I'm a radio guy, but the radio people went out of their way to find interesting people who could deal with some of these issues in more than a soundbite.
Well, they're there on the ground, and they're connected to the interesting people instead of just in some studio somewhere having to vamp and make it up for 24 hours.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, that was my thought on the bombing, at least now after the fact. And I know, again, it does sound self-serving because I'm a radio guy, but I do think they got it right. I think television was awful and national.
I think you're right. No, it was radio's shining moment, I think.
And it always is.
Everything.
Okay, so you all know about my interest and my, I don't know if cowing is the right word, but I am interested in pushing people toward understanding what crowdfunding is all about. There has been, every day I try to come up with a crowdfunding story. The question yesterday on our poll, have you ever contributed to a crowd fund? I was interested in the results of this. 31% said no, I can't afford to help myself. 24% said no, I'd consider it though. 17% said I don't know what crowdfunding is. And I'm surprised because most people you talk to don't know what crowdfunding is. 15% said once they had given. 12% said yes, they'd given to a crowd fund several times. So I thought I'd let you know about the latest and maybe one of the most creative uses of crowdfunding. Do I need to explain what it is, Richie, or do you think at this point point
yes.
people know. Okay. So crowdfunding is a new way sanctioned by the government. This was part of the Rebuild America thing that came out of the Congress last year. And in essence, what it does is allow you to create a fund online to help yourself, to help a business, to help a cause, to do anything. You reach through the social media. If you have strong Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest presence, any of them, LinkedIn, it's a good way to bring people around to a common to a solution, if you will, for a common problem, whether it's, again, as I say, personal, business-related, a social thing like the crowdfund that was established to help those who ran, but people who were injured in the Boston bombing, people who lost their limbs. It's very expensive. You know, those limbs are a couple hundred thousand bucks a piece. Did you know that? When you have a prosthetic leg put on, it's a couple hundred thousand bucks. And most of the people, there's no insurance on stuff like that. Most of the people didn't have it. So the crowdfund has raised millions of dollars to help pay for those people. Not necessarily that they wouldn't get the treatment, you know, they wouldn't get it fixed right, but then there's the follow-up. There's a lot of follow-up. If you're, if you put on a prosthetic leg or an arm or something, you know, in order to have the therapy to make it work, you got to spend a lot of time and it's expensive. So that was what that crowdfund was all about. The most interesting one I have found today is one listed under Vital Farms, V-I-T-A-L, Vital Farms. They're trying to change the future of their farms. And judging from the response on their crowdfunding site, the site is When You Wish, the hens are probably clucking with excitement. Let's see here. This is a farm in Aurora, Texas, become known for its promotion of pasteurized eggs from pasture-raised hens. You can pasteurize eggs. I don't know if you knew that or not. They are known for the most humane egg production in the country. 15 farms, $5 million in annual sales. They are selling most of their eggs to Whole Foods. But they wanted to explain, so they went online and they tried to raise $80,000 to get 4,000 more chickens so that they can provide these chickens. This is a way to raise the chickens and to build a new sort of a home for them that's not the typical home. And they've raised, so far, they've raised 10 times that much money. So there is support for this sort of thing, and it just gives me a chance to give you the opportunity to understand what this is all about in case you want to find out more. But you go to any of these sites. Indiegogo is a good one. Crowdfunder is a good one. The one that they're talking about here. Let's see. There's a Kickstarter. That's a another good one. But there is just it's a fascinating way to see people responding to this sort of thing. That's sort of an informative thing from my point of view, something that I've locked I've used sort of twice here. I have found it compelling and helpful and encouraging for people to not only support these things, but also to do them themselves. Anybody can do one. Find a cause, find a need, express yourself well. If it's well organized and you have good connections, you'll raise money. If it's not, you'll get nothing. And that's it's sort of the democracy of the Internet. You can put a pitch out there. It's got to be good, and people will respond. If there is a good support from Twitter, Facebook, from Pinterest, LinkedIn, all of these various sites. Kenny, I don't know if you think there are any other of these sorts of social media that ought to be a part of this. I guess Tumblr would be, wouldn't it? When you get down to it, that's pretty.
No, well. Facebook and Twitter are the big ones. That's where most people are. If mm-hmm. people are also on Tumblr or on Google Plus, they may have a presence there, but they're also on Facebook and Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm just. I think that I need to know a little bit more about wherever this real support is coming from. So, to have a good crowdfund, if you have strength on Facebook and Twitter, probably LinkedIn is going to help. If it's a business crowdfund, right? Because LinkedIn is usually considered the business social
network. That's the business network. Social network.
Yes.
Would you say that would be it? Yeah. Okay. Food for thought from Good Day. 15 before the hour. Here's some more food for thought. The best way, the smartest way, the most wonderful way for you to look well without spending a lot of money when it comes to your teeth, this product called Power Swabs. Listen to this. Spend 60 seconds with me thinking about it. Use your imagination for a moment, or maybe you don't have to use your imagination. Maybe your teeth are that yellow and that stained because you've been drinking coffee. Oh, here I go again, sounding like a critic, right? Ladies upset with me because I talk about smokers and drinkers. And, well, it isn't just smoking and drinking. It's drinking alcohol. It's drinking coffee and tea that will stain your teeth as well. So whiten them. Use the system that's so practical. It actually removes stains from your teeth in 5 minutes. Your teeth will be whiter. They'll stay that way longer. And what's more, it's so easy to use power swabs. No trays, no strips. What you do is call 800-865-7602. Mention Doug, and you will save 50% on the transaction. This is not like normal whiteners at all. It comes from natural coconut oil. That's what cleans. There's no bleach. There's nothing. There's no chemical in this. It'll work on all of your teeth, bonding and veneers and caps and crowns. So try it risk-free, 800-865-7602. And mention Doug, as I say, 50% on power swabs. Clean up those teeth. Make them beautiful. 800-865-7602. Do it now while you're thinking about it.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste. Okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 427. Installation required. See store for details. Members are void on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
More than 100 million wild animals are killed each year, illegally. Poaching is just one of the risks animals face at our hands. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor. I grew up in the beautiful rural countryside of Ohio, where animals roam freely in the open forests. I have a deep concern to help preserve those open spaces for our wildlife friends, so they can live and thrive like they used to. Destruction of their habitats threaten their very existence. The best way to protect wildlife is to protect the land where they live. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats, and establish permanent sanctuaries. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE. Or visit wildlifelandtrust.org. Thank you.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Jennifer, However, I thought it was interesting that Ben Affleck was taking part in Live Below the Line. You know what that is?
I do. Well, I do now because of him. I just heard about it.
Right, yeah.
Where you have to live on $1.50 a day, food and drink.
Yeah. Whatever. Bring out the song of good cheer. Bring out the song of good cheer.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Richie doesn't like Barbara Streisand. This is a good song. I don't know why I say that every time she's on, I get tired. It sucks.
I was going to actually just be quiet and good. Let you have fun with this.
All right.
Let
this is from the movie The Main Event, and this song called The Main Event from the movie. Barbara Streisand is 71 today. This is kind of an interesting thing in and of itself.
She looks good. Yep, she looks good at the Oscars.
Very, very much a promoter, and she seems to have found a home with James Brolin. They seem to be very just kind of comfortable together. He was on Castle this past week.
I hope so, because at 71, where else are you going to go?
Oh, come on. What kind of a silly statement is that? A lot of people would be lovable at 71.
Depressing.
Yeah, I'm not saying that, but I mean, your future's,
you're going to be lovable?
Sugar, I think you would be surprised to see what the dating scene looks like at 70.
Yeah, it's kind of nasty, dirty.
it is great. the halls of those retirement homes, man, they rock.
Yeah. The retirement homes at 70. Good for you, Rich. That's very clever. All right, move on before I get really ticked off. And you want me to go off on a rant? That's a way to really push my button.
My mom lives in a senior community. That place rocks.
Good for her. Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Okay, guys.
What are you going to say? What did you start to say?
I was going to say I'd ask you about life at 71, but you've been 65 for 4 years.
Yeah, really? I hadn't noticed that. Actually, I think I'm going to stop at 59. Frankly. At any rate, let's move to this is the contest to end all contests. This is the number one movie during this week in 2005. I'm not sure how much I actually remember about this movie. Let's see, more importantly, how much you remember about it. So you can call us at 888-302-3684 with the identity of this movie.
Do you really think that 6 years from now, a guy like me with a job, a house, a car, a nice car, and a future, you think I'm going to have a problem finding somebody to fall in love with me?
All right, 2.5 men. Does that help any? 888-302-3684. Now, this kid has been involved in a lot of good movies. I think he's prolific in how he handles his career, both as a producer and as a star. I think he's very smart, frankly. Here's the next clue.
I gotta ask you something. What was strike one?
What?
Strike two was that I didn't play guitar. Strike three, I was born under the wrong sign. What was strike one?
I had to make the first move.
Mm-hmm. I always like those women who make the first move. 888-302-3684. So if you haven't gotten from those first two, let's see if you can get it from this one.
I know I'm probably 6 years too late, but will you give me strike one back?
Mm-hmm. I never saw it. I know who it is, but I
Yeah, you know
it.
It is. Chuck, you know the movie?
I think I do. I'm pretty
good.
Sure I do.
Nice romantic comedy. Yeah, it's a nice, it's a fun little, most of his movies are not throwaway movies, but I mean, he's never going to get an Academy Award. He's just a very pleasant presence.
He could surprise you.
You think?
He might come out with something and you're like, I never knew it was in there.
Well, maybe that, yeah, that could be.
Because usually he does just silly, stupid stuff.
Right, yeah. All right, 888-302-3684. Chuckers movie news in a moment on Good Day.
The team's going to be moving up, they're going to be moving down. Steve Milner, quarterback at Alabama, having going
your to team's future starts on draft night.
For the kids. The City Chiefs are picking and grab Dean Milner ahead of the other teams. Another quarterback, Matt Barkley, his stock plummeting.
Know what we know, and you'll know the draft.
Second round, running backs outside of Eddie Lacy from Alabama. Nobody to speak of at that spot. Tight end Tyler Eifert from Notre Dame figures in the top.
The 2013 NFL Draft. Coverage begins Thursday at 8 Eastern on ESPN and Watch ESPN. Presented by Bud Light.
Hi, I'm Clay Wall, Senior VP of Kmart. We're the number one corporate supporter of the March of Dimes. Walking in March for Babies is always special. But with your help, we can make this year better than ever as we celebrate 75 years of March of Dimes Breakthroughs for Babies. Join us in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org. In March to help babies.
Chuck, what's in the movie news bag today?
An Australian director named Patrick Hughes has signed on to helm Expendables 3. Wesley Snipes, as I said a few weeks ago, has joined the cast, which was once again stars Sylvester Stallone and Jason Statham. Filming should get underway sometime this year for 2014.
So will Schwarzenegger and Willis and those guys be back too?
Not officially confirmed, but I guess they'll play some sort of a role. I don't know how starring costs, but I'm assuming they will be back. Other news, former Transformer star Shia LaBeouf signing on to co-star in a World War II film titled Fury. The movie will star actor Brad Pitt. And Sony Pictures announcing it is greenlit a sequel to 21 Jump Street. No surprise there.
Isn't LaBeouf in a movie with Robert De Niro as well, an espionage sort of thriller? I think I saw that.
Who's that? Okay.
All right. Here we go. The name nobody got, A Lot Like Love with Ashton Kutcher. All right. That's the movie today on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.